Another voice now from Mexico. Lila Downs has been on the show a number of times and always with a strong message. She's out with a new album, her 16th, and it's dedicated to women. The World's Monica Campbell recently met up with Downs at her home in Mexico City.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. Thank you. This is my mother.
¿Cómo está?
Lila Downs is walking back from lunch just as I arrive at her home. She lives with her family in Coyoacán, a lively part of the city. People selling cotton candy and grilled corn outside the Colonial Church. Gabriel Garcia Marquez lived here. So did Frida Kahlo.
I would say it's the more leftist area in the city, political place as well.
Inside, her home also reflects where she's from, Oaxaca, southern Mexico, an indigenous town there. Her shelves are filled with woven baskets. There's colorful textiles on the walls. And Downs, who's 48, has devoted a lot of her music to indigenous rights and cultures she feels are under threat in Mexico. But Downs also lived for years in the U.S. Her dad's from Minnesota.
I grew up half and half since I was born.
Her cross-border life, her politics, activism are part of her music, and her newest album reflects that, but also what it means to be a strong woman. One song is called Peligrosa, or the feminine form of dangerous in Spanish.
Dicen que yo soy peligrosa, que yo soy dolorosa. Porque quiero vivir así.
They say, I'm dangerous and hurtful because I want to live this way, she sings.
It's about women who, in society and in this world that we live in, are dangerous because we think, because we have opinions, because we want to go to school, because we want to be independent.
Si soy desdeñosa porque te quiero para mí.
In the notes, I saw that Peligrosa is an anthem for female empowerment. Why now?
You know, I've been around, baby. You know, for 30 years, I've been on the scene. And I've seen the reactions to kind of this women empowerment language. And you see young women and women who are now my age or older women who are totally excited about what's happening. I mean, you see the presence of all the women that came out for the D.C. protest when Trump started in power. And so I think that it's a good time.
The album also brings in the late Mexican songwriter Agustin Lara, famous for his boleros, love songs, one of the greats.
A lot of his songs are beautiful songs,
including one called Palabras de Mujer, A Woman's Words.
Palabras de mujer que yo escuché cerca de ti, junto de ti muy quedo, tan quedo como nunca.
He was singing it in a man's position.
And here's Downs' version.
Palabras de mujer que yo escuché cerca de ti, junto de ti, muy quedo, tan quedo como nunca.
The curious thing about the song is that when you change the gender and you sing it as a woman, it elevates the woman. The way you think of yourself and your... in your existence, it's about your perception of loving yourself and loving the other.
An uplifting message coming after a blow. She says the election of Donald Trump put her in a dark place.
I remember feeling really depressed and sad. But then there's a part in me that says, I'm not going to give up and I'm going to keep writing songs that make a difference.
While acknowledging a changing world, another song called A Strange World is a duet with the Spanish flamenco singer Diego El Cigala.
De un mundo raro,
de un mundo raro,
que no sé del dolor,
que no sé de dolor,
que triunfe en el amor,
que triunfe el amor.
We we are living in a strange world today, so it's something that I hope people will feel, and I hope they will have catharsis with this album. I think it's a very drink and dance album.
For the world, Monica Campbell, Mexico City.
Hablaré de tu amor como un sueño dorado y olvidando el rencor.
Y olvidando el rencor.
No diré que tu adiós. Saber de mi pasado es preciso decir otra mentira. Les diré que llegué de un mundo raro.
You can check out more of Lila Downs' music over at PRI.org.